Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it, with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the Word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person.
For those of us who are believers, prayer should be a priority if we want to be used mightily by God. Jesus often slipped away to spend quiet moments with his Father. If he needed prayer time, then we surely can't live well without it. In yesterday's devotion, we saw that those who go it alone become weary from bearing unnecessary burdens. Carrying that extra weight has other serious results as well. When drained spiritually, emotionally, or physically, we're more susceptible to discouragement. Without spending time in prayer and Bible study, we enter a cycle where troubles loom ever larger as man-made solutions fail. Under such conditions, becoming disheartened is unavoidable. Loss of confidence is soon followed by doubt. Someone who denies that God is faithful will seek refuge everywhere except in prayer and Scripture. But a believer immersed in these things will find security in God's power and presence. Forsaking prayer leads to negative outcomes, but that can be reversed at any time. Confess your prayerlessness and prioritize regular quiet time with God. He's waiting for you with open arms, ready to make your burdens light, offer encouragement, and fill your heart with confidence.